on beds and sleep. It is getting harder to sleep at home. How long would it take for the nurses to figure out I don't belong here? Would they let me rest for a few days? A stretcher pushed by a tall guy with muscles sweeps down the hall. One woman walks beside it, a nurse. I have no idea what is wrong with the patient, but his eyes are closed and a thin line of blood seeps through a bandage on his neck. I put the gown back. There is nothing wrong with me. These are really sick people, sick that you can see. I head for the elevator. The bus is on its way.
What Melinda just said, "These are really sick people, sick that you can see," tells us more about how Melinda is feeling. In a way, Melinda is jealous of these sick people because they are getting help. And they are getting help because you can see their injuries. Melinda is injured too, but not in a way that people can see. And that's why no one is helping her. Let's keep reading. We are on page 113, starting with the section called Clash of the Titans.
Clash of the Titans. We have a meeting with Principal. Someone has noticed that I've been absent and that I don't talk. They figure I'm more a head case than a criminal, so they call in the guidance counselor, too. Mother's mouth twitches with words she doesn't want to say in front of strangers. Dad keeps checking his beeper, hoping someone will call. I sip water from a paper cup. If the cup were lead crystal, I would open my mouth and take a bite. Crunch, crunch, swallow. They want me to speak.